While many intervention programs are trying to close the gap for Aboriginal people in terms of health, education and parenting, the community-driven programs are, according to a new study, the most effective. Speaking to one of the authors behind that study, Miriam Alverberg, further investigates why community engagement is important.
Dr. Rebecca Grace, together with Professor Jennifer Bose, reviewed intervention programs for Aboriginal children and families in Australia. Dr. Grace explains why community engagement is so important for these programs to succeed.
You know, the programs that were successful were those programs that genuinely engaged with community, that, you know, meaningfully looked to develop relationships and to respond to the needs of the community in an appropriate way. You know, particularly effective are those programs that are generated from the community. So when community leaders or, you know, other people within the community identify a need and then set out to, you know, develop a program or, you know, to find a way to address some of those needs for children and families within their community.
And while Dr. Grace thinks that many are aware of the importance to engage with communities, many do not know how to properly do this and do not fully understand that relationship building takes time.
If there was one key message from the paper that I would really like to get out there, it's the importance of meaningful engagement, not token engagement, with Indigenous communities.
One of the successful intervention programs in Australia targeting Aboriginal families is the HIPPI program, based out of Melbourne. It is a 2-year home-based learning program that has proven effective for kids to improve their literacy rates before they start school. The national manager at HIPPI, Marianne Petit, explains more.
The children usually their outcome is to get better confidence so that when they go to school, they understand how to read and their literacy and numeracy is improved. We have evidence that it helps them by about 30% in getting themselves up to the standards that of other Australians.
Marianne Petit is convinced HIPPI's success is due to its community engagement.
We work within the community. And we get advice, and the local provider understands the community and the community's needs and the families, and it provides a routine for parents to be the first teachers of their children. Each day they're meant to do about 15 minutes of activities, and these activities are set out. So there's and they're around exciting, interesting things, and it recognises that parents and children learn and can teach each other everywhere within the community.
Some challenges for intervention programs are lack of funding as well as proper evaluation. Dr. Grace says this is very important.
That preliminary work needs to be funded, and so the 3-year election cycle is not an effective way of sustaining, you know, positive change within communities, I don't think. You know, what was very clear from this review was that there was not great evaluation of a number of programs, not high-level evaluation. And I don't think that's because researchers didn't want to do a good job. I think it's because high-level evaluation costs quite a bit of money. If we can do high-level evaluation and we know what works, then we can be very effective in the decisions we make about programs to be implemented, and the importance of being able to have some confidence in being able to talk about outcomes as the result.
Rebecca Grace from Macquarie University, ending that report by Miriam Alverberg.